me on the show, we have the award-winning composer, pianist and singer Ty Jeffries. Ty is also known for his on-stage persona of Miss Hope Springs, who will be bringing this fabulous solo show to the Farnham Ivy Room on the 19th of December. Morning, Ty.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Were you performing last night?
I wasn't. I was performing the night before in Portsmouth at the Groundlings Theatre.
Okay.
So I had the night off last night.
Well, that's good. I'm glad, because I was worried that you were performing and I've got you early.
Well,
on Sunday.
I'm not a morning person at the best of times, but this is civilized hour.
Okay, so before I talk about your upcoming Miss Hope Springs Christmas A Go-Go show, can I ask you about your childhood and growing up with such a famous father?
Yes, well, I mean, I realize now, looking back, how special it was and what an unusual childhood I had. But at the time, it was just my family and upbringing. I mean, I did realize it was unusual to come home and find the Bee Gees and Lulu sitting on the sofa having tea, or Elton John coming to my sister's 21st birthday party.
Amazing.
But then we had amazing people coming through the house. Fred Astaire would come and stay the weekend, and Diana Dawes was my mum and dad's dear friend. Oh. So they were all amazing artists. Roald Dahl used to tell me bedtime stories. and Dick Emery and Morecambe and Wise, they'd all come to parties at the house. So it was very jolly.
So before we go on, if anyone hasn't realised, your father was the amazing actor, screenwriter and director Lionel Jeffries.
That's right. At least that's what I've been led to believe for the last few decades. So he's best known, I think, for Chitty Bang Bang and for writing and directing The Railway Children and The Amazing Mr. Blondin, which I believe is being showed this Christmas on Talking Pictures.
Yes,
TV.
I was going to say, because I absolutely love that film. So, yeah, and a real, you know, Christmas classics as well, aren't they?
Yes, they both have a wonderful, magical atmosphere, really. Both of them, I think, created a similar kind of warm, glowing feeling, I think. And, of course, being directed in the in the early 70s, and different world, and I think my dad really had was very, very fond of the past and Victoriana, and I think he sort of had fantasies about living in the past more than the present. He wasn't, at the time he was making those movies, there were a lot of sort of adult films being made, you know, hard-hitting films like Straw Dogs and so forth, and he really reacted against that and wanted to do stuff that was much more family-oriented.
Yeah, and your father, was he very different at home compared to kind of like the behind-the-camera, kind of the sort of the famous piece?
I didn't see him behind the camera very much, to be honest. I was on set a number of times over the years watching him acting, you know, like on the set of First Men in the Moon and all those great films he was in with Peter Sellers and so forth. At home, I mean, he was a dedicated artist, really, so he was reading scripts or writing scripts, and also he's a wonderful painter. One of my great pleasures is that I have a lot of his original paintings going back to the 50s, and they're really beautiful works of art. He was an incredibly talented man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, just reading up on both of you, actually, just the amount of things you've both achieved is just unbelievable.
Do
you spend your childhood kind of in between the US and the UK?
Yes, so I would say it was split between Pinewood and Hollywood, because we lived in Gerrards Cross, which was very near Pinewood Studios and Beaconsfield Studios, not too far from L Street Studios. So, and then Dad went out to make Camelot with Vanessa Redgrave and Richard Harris in the 60s, and we all decamped out there and moved to Beverly Hills and lived in a house there for a couple of years, just my our house backed onto Gene Kelly's house.
As you do.
Yes, I know. It's extraordinary, really. It's beautiful. I've always had a fondness for LA since, because I lived there for a couple of years and went to the Beverly Hills Catholic School, which has left an indelible mark on me ever since.
Okay, and just going to move on to your own career. So what sort of age did you realise you had so many talents?
Gosh, I started playing the piano when I was about five. My parents used to have these wonderful parties, as I mentioned, and they used to hire in a piano and a trio would come and play at the parties, you know, for people to dance to after dinner and stuff. Very glamorous, really. And the piano would be there sort of a couple of days either side of the party, and I would just come down and I just could play. And then some American friends left a beautiful grand piano in our potting shed, and I would spend hours playing and writing even then. And then I went to the Purcell School when I was about 13, till 18, Purcell School of Music, and then started playing the piano and singing at Langan's Brasserie in Mayfair, the Roof Gardens in Kensington, and the Ritz tea dances. So that's how I started doing in show business, as a cocktail pianist and lounge entertainer.
And is it then that you moved into songwriting for Elton John?
Well, yes. I mean, I was signed to Elton John's Rocket Music in the 80s, and I had a couple of songs in the charts. Carol Kenyon, who sang a song of mine called Warrior Woman. She was best known for working with Heaven 17, sang that song, mm-hmm. Temptation.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, to be honest, I kept going as a songwriter, but I never had the big success that I'd hoped I might have, until really I created my alter ego, Miss Hope Springs.
And just before we come on to Miss Hope Springs, I sound like I'm fangirling you, but you were friends with Andy Warhol. I mean, I'm just like, whoa, friends of Andy Warhol, and I've seen this list of all the people you've hung out with. I'm just like, I'm in awe.
I don't know how it happened, really. I went to New York in 1984, and I was very thin and tall. I had a shaved head, and I was not bad looking. And I got signed up to a big model agency over there and was doing things like Comme des Garçons catalogue and modeling for Vogue, for Men's Vogue, and you know, lots of fabulous things, and doing fashion, you know, modeling fashion shows. And I met Andy Warhol at one of those, and he became a friend. Yes, we used to talk on the phone, and I saw him a few times, and sadly he passed away pretty soon afterwards. But I knew Keith Haring and Jean-Michel Basquiat, lots of, well, it was a sort of a world where everybody was like a melting pot of all the talent and the models and the artists and the painters and the musicians. We're all quite a tight clique in New York, as opposed to England. It's more difficult in England, I find, more reserved. In America, it was very open and welcoming to me.
Oh, it's just amazing stuff, and I wish I could talk to you all day about it, to be honest. Can I ask you a question, actually? Did your father ever meet Miss Hope Springs?
No. Sadly, I didn't do Miss Hope Springs until the year he passed away. I was a very late starter, to be honest, and it took me that long to kind of galvanize myself and say, what do I really want to do with my songwriting and my writing and my performing, acting? And he never saw my work. My mom, who passed away recently, she came to see my shows a lot over the last 10 years or so. She'd come with my sisters Yeah, so Miss Hope Springs' mother is called Rusty Springs, and so my mother would refer to herself as Rusty Springs, bless her heart.
And how much has Miss Hope Springs, how much has she changed over the years?
She came out fully formed, really, because she was based on a lot of the people that came through the house that were for family friends, like Diana Dawes, maybe Lee Remick, people like that. Miss Host Springs is sort of based on those. You're probably too young to remember Saturday Night at the London Palladium and so forth. And they'd always have some very glamorous American woman who was over here doing some cabaret show. She'd come out and do a number. Nobody would really know who on earth she was, but she was, you know, would be very skilled and glamorous and beautiful and do a wonderful job. So Miss Host Springs is a tribute to all those show business ladies who never made it. That's the unique selling point with Hope. Is she's, you know, she's a tragic comic figure, so she's terribly funny, but at the same time there's a vulnerability and a little bit of sadness about her. Well, life is tough, and you know, she's still going for it at whatever age she may be. She admits to 39, but she's been saying she's 39 for the last 25 years.
That's brilliant. I love it. And tell me about the music. We heard Happy Holidays, which I absolutely love.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful. To me, that's just such a kind of a traditional feel to it. And
yes.
It's all the music kind of that kind of, you know, I'm going to say retro, but is that
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, Miss Hope Springs is a vintage Vegas lounge act, basically. So I write all the songs, all the music and the lyrics, it's all original. And this show, Christmas A Go-Go, is a tribute to her lost 1971 Granada TV special that is today considered an unaired classic. So it's revisiting that, and she talk about who was in the show and what happened to her while they were filming it, and then how it was never released because when the executives at Granada saw it, they wanted their money back. So, you know, it's that sort of thing. But yeah, I play the piano and sing, all the songs are original. It's very vintage Vegas. So there are, you know, up-tempo, funny songs like Bagels, which is hysterical, and then touching sort of poetic songs like Paper Snow, which is really brings a tear to the eye, I believe.
And, you know, I saw that Miss Host Springs, and she's got some celebrity fans going on there. I've got Mark Allman, Pet Shop Boys, Pete Waterman. The list again goes on.
Yes, well, I've been very lucky. And, I mean, these wonderful people come and see the shows and then become fans. Ruva Lenska and Miriam Margolis. She's a lovable character. I was lucky enough to win Best Cabaret Edinburgh Fringe this year.
Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you. So that's a nice, a little nice pat on the back after quite a long time working towards it. And I feel very, Pet Shop Boys came to see me up there, and Francis Barber. Mm-hmm. And we're very kind to do a few very complimentary tweets about the show. And Julian Clary, of course, who's starring in Panto at the Palladium. He's a big fan and a supporter, and he's been very, you know, always comes to see the show and said, can you see me in Edinburgh up there as well?
Oh, brilliant. Well, that's great. And tell me, so you're touring with the show for now. What's next for Miss Hope Springs in 2020?
Well, more of the same, but different shows. I perform a lot at Live at Zadel in Piccadilly, which is sort of my residency. Mm-hmm. And I'm back there on February the 14th with my Valentine's show, which is Miss Hope Springs, the love songs. Not that she's had a very successful love life herself, sadly. You know, she fell in love with Liberace and Barry Manilow, and it didn't go very well. For her, poor thing. Yeah. And then I'm doing, for the rest of the year, probably I'm doing a show called Girl in a Million, the Best of Miss Hope Springs. So it's all the best, most popular songs from the last 8-9 years.
Okay, brilliant. And can I ask the same question to you, Ty? What does the next decade, what does it hold for you?
I don't know what to say to that. I think it all depends on what happens on Friday, the 13th, next week a lot. I don't want to talk about politics,
we can't talk about that on here.
Yeah, we won't want to talk about that. I don't know. More of the same, I hope. I'm going to work until I drop, I suppose.
You must enjoy it. You must enjoy it.
I love it. I'm very, very lucky. I love my work, and I'm so lucky to earn my living doing what I love. Very lucky.
That's amazing stuff. And Ty, you know, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. It really has. And Miss Hope Springs is going to be at the Farnham Ivy Room on the 19th of December with her Christmas A-Go-Go show. How do people get tickets? Do they just get onto?
They can go online, which is info@ivyroomjazz.co.uk. If you just put in the Ivy Room Farnham, you'll find the address, and also there's a phone number I can give you, which is 07778669065. And I'm also at the Museum of Comedy in London in Bloomsbury on the 21st and 22nd. All my other shows in London are sold out, but 21st and 22nd at the Museum of Comedy, I'm on there with the same show, so you can catch me there too.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Thank you so much. We're going to play Santa Is a Woman next.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming
Enjoy.
On.
Thanks so much, Laura.
Merry Christmas to you, and have a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you.